1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
This is where Montana talks.
I love to spend a little time in the wood shop. You know, I took my daughter to work when she was about 8. It was father-daughter day, and we came home at lunch, and Rachel said, my wife said to Rachel, what'd you think of Daddy's work? And Rachel, being the astute, perceptive 8-year-old, said,
800-220-79, 800-220-79.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble in for Aaron Flint, 406-294-0970. We got open phones. We got great bumper music. Had to stop talking there for a second just to hear that great, great bumper music. 406-294-0970. By the way, that's David Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LectureFan, at LCTRFAN on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and most importantly, twitch.tv/LCTRFAN. Meanwhile, John Tester, unbelievable that he has the gall to come out and start arguing that the bonuses that were given to the executives at Silicon Valley Bank should be clawed back by the government. Meanwhile, he's in Silicon Valley, not only going to $6,600 fundraisers with the law firm partner who represents Silicon Valley Bank, but also with the Keystone, with an environmental activist who destroyed the Keystone XL pipeline, which John Tester pretended to lament. This is Nicole Lederer, is a Natural Resources Defense Council board member, Nicole Lederer. Council had repeatedly sued the Trump administration to delay the Keystone Pipeline project until Joe Biden canceled it just within days of taking office in January 2021. And that was, of course, Joe Biden supported John Tester. John Tester supported Joe Biden. And then Joe Biden killed the Keystone XL pipeline. And so John Tester's down there in Silicon Valley, hanging out with the Silicon Valley Bank law firm, doing $6,600 fundraisers, hanging out with the environmental activists that destroyed the Keystone XL pipeline. He's also out there going full bore on abortion pills, going just publicly saying that, hey, we want mail order abortion pills in Montana. There's a couple of stories here. And of course, Senator Daines actually put out a great statement yesterday. Senator Daines put out a statement, quote, "It's unacceptable that the Biden administration and Democrats are trying to bully private companies into violating federal and state laws just to promote their radical pro-abortion agenda. Dangerous do-it-yourself abortion pills not only end the life of an innocent unborn child, they also put the mother's health at risk. Americans support life, and the Biden administration should allow businesses to respect that." My only disagreement on that is that he could have mentioned John Tester by name. This is liberal senator, radical left senator, phony senator John Tester, literally going all in on abortion pills. And here's the deal. Montana law, all it says is that, hey, if you're going to do an abortion, you should have to have a face-to-face appointment. That's all. This idea of mailing abortion drugs and then do-it-yourself abortions at home, yeah, that doesn't sound great. And frankly, neither does doing it at the hospital either. But certainly, at least if you go in, maybe you get an ultrasound, maybe you see the baby, maybe you change your mind. But just going all in on the abortion pills, that's John Tester down in Silicon Valley, hanging out with the rich venture capitalists and then pretending to want to claw back bonuses to the Silicon Valley. Here's an idea, John Tester. Maybe the government shouldn't have bailed them out. Why don't you come out against that? Let's go to phones. Let's go to Gary in Billings. Gary, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, good morning, David. Thank you for the excellent show you provide.
Thank you so much, Gary, thank you so much. That really means a lot to me.
Last week I called in about I called it the kangaroo trial of Donald Trump over those sexual charges. And what I'd like to bring forth today is because you're an attorney, how is it that if Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels hush money and Michael Cohen was the one that did the deal, well, if they got paid, why are they now testifying against Donald Trump?
That's a great question. I number one, Michael Cohen is his attorney. That everything that Trump and Cohen did together, that should be attorney-client privilege. And then Stormy Daniels, if she was paid to sign a non-disclosure agreement, then she's obviously in breach of that agreement.
Yeah, because like I said, if you look at the presidents, and Biden can do anything he wants. It's, you know, the border, all the fentanyl problems, people are dying, and yet they want to prosecute this man, whether he had sex or he didn't. Why is it that they want to, you know, crucify him when people are dying all over the country? It just makes me angry that you think about a Democrat. What is a Democrat? I think a Democrat is from the devil.
Right. Well, hey, thanks so much, Gary. I totally understand where you're coming from. Really appreciate the call, Gary. Thanks so much. And you're right. I mean, here's the deal with this whole Stormy Daniels thing. And, you know, Politico Playbook has a bunch of stuff on that thing this morning as well. And Stormy Daniels is testifying to a grand jury, and Michael Cohen is testifying. And it's just this more of the same. This truly is the greatest witch hunt ever. And here's the deal. It's not illegal to settle a case and pay somebody to sign a settlement agreement that contains a confidentiality agreement. That's standard practice. What Trump did, millions of Americans do every day. Settlements and settling cases with confidentiality provisions, that's standard practice.
Info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text DEMO to 813-813.
Hey, you know, a lot of what we're talking about this morning, really what we're all saying is we need an advocate. We need somebody who's going to fight for us. We need somebody who's going to stand up for us. We need somebody who's going to make sure that we are treated fairly in a court of law. I'll tell you what, we've got some great advocates on the ground here in Montana. These are Montana lawyers who want to be your advocate. They want to make sure you get fair compensation for pain and suffering, whether it's a medical malpractice case or whether it's a slip and fall, whether it's, you know, you got into a car wreck, somebody crashed into your car, and now you're dealing with a bunch of headaches from phone calls and medical collection bills and more. Well, I'll tell you what, let the advocates take on your case for you. Go to MontanaAdvocates.com. MontanaAdvocates.com find your advocate. Or you can even call this number. Here's the phone number for you, 406-640-4444. 406-640-4444 for the Montana Advocates.
This is Where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
The wait is over. After 40 years, Big Equipment Sales in Havre is rolling out a brand new Big Bud tractor. The new tractor was unveiled this week at Con Expo in Las Vegas. My friend Chad Colby was there and shares more of what the new Big Bud tractor looks like.
After a 40-year break, this thing is returning to construction sites and to our farm fields. As I walked around the tractor, there's a lot of really old school, I want to say technology, but I'm thinking more on the durability side, and they brought that back. Big inch and a half frame, weighs about 70,000 pounds. It's got a Caterpillar drivetrain from the axles to the 18-speed power shift to the C18 engine. Horsepower, 640 to 750. And you have to remember, this drivetrain is as rugged as possible. There's nothing like it in our ag fields. Lots of room to get at the engine, lots of room underneath to service the tractor. And if you have to do some work to it, you're going to be able to use common components. And I think that's really a big deal when you talk about a tractor in this space. If you do a little look on social media, you'll certainly see there's been a lot of videos and a lot of talk about this tractor.
Speaking of social media, if you would like to see some exclusive footage of the unveiling of the new Big Bud, visit my Facebook page, Lane Northland Ag Broadcaster. Have a great day.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Folks, you're going to want to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour today. I believe we are going to get a legislative update from Speaker of the House, Matt Regeer. Really looking forward to that, assuming he calls in like he normally does here on Thursdays. Really look forward to that. You're not going to want to miss it. Meanwhile, there's a bill in the Montana legislature, SB 419, introduced by Senator Vance, a bill for an act entitled An Act Banning TikTok in Montana, prohibiting a mobile application store from offering the TikTok application to Montana users, providing for penalties, providing for enforcement authority, providing definitions, providing for contingent voidness, and providing a delayed effective date. That's the full title of the bill. And of course, the Attorney General also put out a statement here in late February. A.G. Knutson supports bill to ban TikTok in Montana. And here's the deal. Of course, remember, Donald Trump was the original supporter of banning TikTok. I personally don't have TikTok, even though with my sort of online Twitch stream and my, you know, online persona, lecture fan, LCTR fan on YouTube and all these things, I'm not on TikTok. I refuse to go on TikTok. TikTok is a Chinese Communist Party military spyware influence app. I encourage everybody, if you've got TikTok, if your kids have TikTok, delete it. Delete it now. That is CCP military spyware influence app. Here's what A.G. Knutson says about the bill. Quote, TikTok poses a threat to every Montanan who has the app on their devices. We know that the Chinese Communist Party is using it to spy on Americans by collecting personal information, keystrokes, and even the locations of its users. Additionally, the app is feeding harmful adult content to children that encourages illegal and dangerous behavior. I hope the legislature recognizes the grave risk that TikTok poses to adults and children alike and passes SB 419 to ban it in Montana. And the problem is that states shouldn't even have to do this. If Joe Biden wasn't compromised by China, if Joe Biden was actually doing something, this would already have been done at the federal level. And the same goes for all of these states across the country that are having to prohibit Chinese Communist Party from purchasing real estate. We know that the CCP is buying up land. They're buying up land around our military bases. They're floating balloons over our country to surveil us. Russia is attacking U.S. military aircraft in international airspace and bringing them down. We've got a $32 million drone now at the bottom of the Black Sea because of Russia. China doing all of this horrible stuff, buying up land, and not just any land. Farmlands, land that's right next to our military installations. China also using TikTok as a CCP spyware device. And here's the other thing. I don't know if you've heard of this, folks, this game called Valorant. Okay, this is a very, very popular computer game. It's really, really popular. And so what's really interesting, though, is that Valorant is a computer game that, again, comes from a Chinese company. And these Chinese companies, they always come out and they say, oh, we're not beholden to the CCP and we're not working on behalf of this Chinese Communist Party's People's Liberation Army, the literal CCP military. You know that no. But here's the reality. They all are. And if you read and if you research about how business in China works, every single business in China private businesses, they have CCP officials within them. Every business in China has a communist department, and then those communist officials within each private business, they are there to make sure that those businesses do the bidding of the CCP. But here's this disturbing thing about Valorant, this computer game, okay? It's got a anti-cheat system. And of course, cheating in online games is a big deal. But what's really weird about this Valorant game, which is why I don't have it installed, I would never play it. What it does, though, is it gets kernel-level access to your PC. It requires a hard restart, which is very unusual. And so, literally, all of these Americans out there, we've got TikTok, we've got Valorant. When you install Valorant, you give that Chinese company kernel-level access, which basically means the very, very root of your computer, the closest control you can get. You can never get rid of it once you install it. And China is going full bore on all this stuff. And then China, of course, also building up militarily the South China Sea illegally and illegitimately. The Philippines literally won international tribunal cases against China's illegal actions in the South China Sea. What's Biden doing? What's John Tester doing? What are they doing about this? Where is John Tester coming out in support of this bill to ban TikTok in Montana? We'll be right back. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Video of a Russian fighter jet clipping a U.S. military drone's propeller over the Black Sea is declassified and made public. The Russians claim there was no contact.
Stills were also released showing the MQ-9 propeller intact, a second showing the propeller damaged. Pilots say the strike was probably not deliberate. The Pentagon says the aggressive flying certainly was.
Fox's Mike Tobin. There are Russian ships in the area where the drone went down. Preliminary numbers show it fell last year, but the maternal death rate in the United States in 2021 was the highest since 1965, according to the final federal figures.
Maternal death rates are higher in the U.S. than in any other high-income country, and rates among Black women are more than twice as high as white women. Experts believe COVID-19 was the main driver of the 2021 spike.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, the 2021 maternal death rate, 33 per 100,000 live births. America's listening to Fox News.
Open phones right now, 406-294-0970. If you want to get on the show and talk about whatever you want to talk about, now's the chance, 406-294-0970. Of course, we've got open phones all the time. This is Montana Talks, where you get to talk. Got a message here from Right On John in Livingston. He says, Janet Yellen knows what she is doing with our money hoax. Exactly, Right On John. Another hoax. Frankly, the producer had another hoax as well about, remember the Paul Pelosi attacker was supposedly some right-wing MAGA guy, and it turned out he was a leftist? That was a hoax. I mean, honestly, I read 17 hoaxes, and now we've just added two more. That's 19 hoaxes the Democrats have run on the American people, and we could keep going. Jussie Smollett hoax. On and on and on. How many fake hoax stories have happened over the last couple of years regarding all of these issues? Really, really bad stuff. And this is why nobody trusts the media. Nobody trusts the government, because we have literally dozens and dozens of major stories that we were told were true that turned out to be hoaxes. And then I read yesterday that apology that this liberal wrote to the conservatives, basically saying that she was sorry. She fell for these hoaxes. She believed all these different hoaxes and attacked conservatives so much so that she then literally had to write an apology saying, sorry, I fell for these hoaxes. You conservatives were right. And again, it's great to be right. We all like to be right. But we shouldn't have to be right. We shouldn't have to resort to all of these alternative news sources to do it. By the way, that bill to ban TikTok is apparently headed over to the House. If you support the bill, you can call your House representative. The statement by AG Knutson regarding SB 419 to ban TikTok, goes on to say, quote, "It's time to stop the talk in Montana. The application is a major threat to our national security." Oh, I'm sorry. This is Senator Vance. I thought this was a statement from the AG. "We know the Chinese Communist Party can use it to spy on Americans by tracking locations and keeping other personal information. It also promotes dangerous content to young people and threatens the health and safety of Montanans. TikTok has run out the clock. It's time to hold them accountable." That one was from Senator Vance. The one I read right before the break was Attorney General Austin Knutson. And this sort of goes on to talk about how TikTok basically has admitted to using the app to spy on Americans, which, you know, that's not the worst part. If you haven't seen the Wall Street Journal expose about how TikTok purposefully and intentionally uses its algorithm to push adult content to little kids, that's pretty disturbing.
State of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. That's Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online on every social media platform except TikTok, at LectureFan, LCTRFAN. Got a message from Jesse in Shelby. Jesse says, "The answer is to remove the Biden administration ASAP. We should focus on how to do that." Agreed, Jesse. That would solve a lot of our problems. Unfortunately, there's only one way to do that, which is to impeach and remove Joe Biden. And unfortunately, the Democrats control the Senate, and John Tester supports Joe Biden. So with John Tester as our senator, not the likelihood of that happening. Now, of course, Joe Biden has committed numerous impeachable offenses. Dereliction of duty, intentionally violating his oath of office, what he's done on the border, all of those different things, corruption, you name it, all impeachable, but, you know, the likelihood of that happening, really, really not there. Okay, John Jackson had just tweeted a video clip of Fauci saying that Americans should get COVID booster shots once a year. Listen to this, if we're ready to go with it.
That leads to the question, Joe, and would like the answer from you, Dr. Fauci, who you're the pride of Holy Cross College, and I don't believe you were in medical school with Ted Cruz or Jim Jordan, but how many booster shots do you think we will be getting? There's one available now, but how long in the future will we be getting booster shots?
You know, we don't know definitively the answer to that, but it is likely that this thing is not going to disappear. It's not going to be eradicated, and it's not going to be eliminated. So it's going to be around, you know, for the foreseeable future. So it is likely that we will require an intermittent, likely at the same time as we get a flu vaccine, at least once a year, very similar to what we do to keep updated on our immunity against influenza. It is very likely that the similar situation we'll be experiencing with COVID, namely getting a booster shot once a year, probably at the same time as we get an influenza shot.
Absolutely not. And what's he talking about? Requiring? We're gonna require a booster shot once a year of the mRNA jab? What are you talking about, Fauci? How is this guy still around? How are the media still having this guy on? Why does Joe Biden and John Tester still support Fauci? He is a liar. He admitted he has lied. He got around federal law. He sent money to Chinese Communist Party virus labs to do gain-of-function research. He lied to Congress and the American people about funding gain-of-function research in China. He's out there sending buddy-buddy emails to the Chinese Communist people working at the lab. This guy needs to go. He's making $450,000 a year, a taxpayer makes more than the president, literally the number one highest paid federal bureaucrat, and he's still around. Really, really shocking and disturbing stuff. Meanwhile, there's a quote in the Wall Street Journal editorial board's piece from this morning from Ronald Reagan, and I personally love reading these old quotes from past presidents. It's just, for example, I read one from George Washington earlier in the week and got some calls and messages from people that really, really enjoyed it. And I just, it's just so staggering when you read some of these old statements by everybody from George Washington to Abraham Lincoln to Ronald Reagan, and you read these old statements, and then you think about what kind of statements are coming out of the White House now. All right, here's the George Washington quote, one of my favorite quotes of all time. Remember when there used to be on Facebook back in the late 2000s, there was a favorite quotes section. I had this in my favorite quotes. Another one of my favorite quotes is, I think, is it the Teddy Roosevelt quote about the man in the arena? That one I actually had memorized at one point, and frankly, I'd like to memorize this one. So here's the George Washington quote. I just let me see if I can find it here. I just had this quote from George Washington. Let me see. Sorry about this. I can't seem to find it now. Oh, here it is. Okay, here's George Washington in a farewell address. Quote, "Profoundly penetrated with this idea, I shall carry it with me to my grave as a strong incitement to unceasing vows that heaven may continue to you to the choicest tokens of its beneficence, that your union and brotherly affection may be perpetual, that the free Constitution, which is the work of your hands, may be sacredly maintained, that its administration in every department may be stamped with wisdom and virtue, that, in fine, the happiness of the people of these states under the auspices of liberty may be made complete by so careful a preservation and so prudent a use of this blessing as will acquire to them the glory of recommending it to the applause, the affection, and the adoption of every nation which is yet a stranger to it." And then Ronald Reagan, giving his evil empire speech, talks about how the Marxist-Leninists, the Soviets, openly and publicly declared the only morality they recognize is that which will further their cause, which is a world revolution. Their guiding spirit repudiates all morality that proceeds from supernatural ideas, that's their name for religion, or ideas that are outside class conceptions. He goes on to talk about how the refusal of many influential people to accept the elementary fact of Soviet doctrine illustrates an historical reluctance to see totalitarian powers for what they are. We saw this phenomenon in the 30s. We see it too often today. And this is critical for today because of what we have going on in Ukraine. Ronald Reagan goes on to say, "This does not mean we should isolate ourselves and refuse to seek an understanding with them. I intend to do everything I can to persuade them of our peaceful intent, to remind them that it was the West that refused to use its nuclear monopoly in the 40s and 50s for territorial gain, and which now proposes 50% cut in strategic ballistic missiles and the elimination of an entire class of land-based intermediate-range nuclear missiles. At the same time, however, they must be made to understand we will never compromise our principles and standards. We will never give away our freedom. We will never abandon our belief in God. We will never stop searching for a genuine peace, but we can assure none of these things America stands for through the so-called nuclear-free solutions proposed by some. And it goes on and on and on and just amazing stuff from Ronald Reagan. And you read these George Washington, Ronald Reagan quotes, and you just sort of wonder, you know, what is going on in the current White House that John Tester supports. Meanwhile, there was a leak of a memo that proves the Biden administration actually was trying to ban gas stoves. And, of course, it makes sense that they would want to ban gas stoves, and John Tester would support it, because they hate fossil fuels. They completely hate fossil fuels. And what's hilarious is, there was this huge uproar about the banning of gas stoves, and the media comes out in full defense of John Tester and Joe Biden, who want to ban fossil fuels and ban gas stoves. And the media, the New York Times, literally put out a story, no, Biden is not trying to ban gas stoves. Politico put out a story, what the right's gas stove freakout was really about. And actually, the Democrats were proposing a ban on gas stoves. There's a leaked copy of a memo from the Biden Consumer Product Safety Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. The memo concludes, quote, there is sufficient information available for the commission to issue an NPR in FY 2023 proposing to ban gas stoves in homes. Alternatives to a ban and refinements on a ban, for example, a ban that would apply only to gas stoves sold to builders of new homes, should be addressed in briefing materials. The additional work needed to complete the regulation is primarily economic. The available health and scientific evidence on illnesses caused by the relevant gases at the concentrations present in homes with gas stoves already exists. And Committee to Unleash Prosperity says this is awfully definitive. The wacko greens who populate the Biden administration, who John Tester supports, they lied. The lie has been exposed. The memo is out. John Tester and Joe Biden want to ban fossil fuels and gas stoves, and they're destroying our economy and our way of life. Open phones if you want to be on the show. 294-0970. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint. Well, let's make a little lemonade
if lemons is all we got. Fox News Commentary.
One of your favorite office mates blasted the entertainment industry for anti-Christian bias. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know and love him as Dwight from The Office, and now you're about to love him even more. Actor Rainn Wilson blasted Hollywood and the entertainment industry for displaying a pretty obvious anti-Christian bias. In a tweet, he referenced the preacher character David in The Last of Us, who read from the Bible but turned out to be an evil cannibal in the series. Rainn Wilson posed the simple question, could there be a Bible-reading preacher on a show who was actually loving and kind? He makes a good point. The entertainment industry, and especially the Hollywood liberal elites, go out of their way to poo-poo on Christianity every chance they get. I realize most of these people only worship climate change policy and tofu burgers, but still, it's a glaring anti-Christian and anti-faith bias, and that doesn't reflect the values of most Americans.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Did you all know that it is exactly 3 years since 15 days to slow the spread? Today is the 3 year anniversary of 15 days to slow the spread. 15 days. There's a tweet from Michael Sanger, says in that time we've seen millions of lockdown deaths, tens of millions thrown into poverty, years of lost education, trillions in wealth transferred to the richest, and far, far more. And COVID never slowed down. COVID never slowed down. Hard to stomach what we've seen with the violations of civil rights and human rights that occurred under the COVID umbrella. Let's go back to the phones. We got Andy in Dillon. Andy, thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah, no problem, man. Enjoying your show today.
Thank you.
To speak a little bit about the TikTok situation that's here in Montana. So I agree with what you're saying about it being a danger to Montanans and U.S. citizens in general. However, when we start saying that we're going to actually have a ban on the choice, on our freedom of choice, that what we do with our phones is somehow going to be regulated by the government to where we cannot have TikTok, for instance. I mean, this is a slippery slope. It's kind of like, in my mind, right up there with book burning, saying that, no, you're not going to have this information. You're not even going to have the choice to look into this for yourself and make the choice yourself. We're going to do that for you. I'm definitely against that, and I just wanted to kind of say that it is infringing on our rights when they're saying that, no, you cannot have this thing. Whether this thing is dangerous, whether this thing is not dangerous, should be up to the individual to decide.
Yeah, that's totally understandable. Great point. I had that same thought as well. I think the response, though, is this, which is when it comes to national security and our foreign enemies spying on the American people, that's the one instance where the government actually has an obligation to protect the American people. It's like, what if there was a Chinese spy that was here in the United States going around talking to people or something, and the federal government arrested the Chinese communist spy. And then you could say, oh, well, that's a violation. I wanted to talk to that Chinese communist spy. I wanted to give that Chinese communist spy my information. Well, yeah, maybe you did, and maybe, you know, this prohibits you from giving our foreign adversaries information and data. But it's kind of outweighed by the national security. And I don't necessarily think it's a slippery slope, because it's been a long-standing tradition in America to prohibit foreign adversaries from spying on America and coming into America with spies and military equipment. For example, what if the Chinese communists wanted to put up military equipment in the United States? Would we do that? Well, what if you had a Montanan that, hey, I wanted to go see that Chinese military equipment. If I want to go see Chinese military equipment, I should have the right to do it. Well, no, you don't, because the national security implications outweigh that right. But I totally understand that position. I think it's a principled, valid position. I just think when it comes to the Chinese Communist Party using military software on Americans, that the harm from that is drastically outweighed. And of course, there'll be challenges to the law. I'm sure there'll probably be legal challenges, probably First Amendment legal challenges. And the courts will have to decide. They'll have to decide, hey, is this a compelling government interest to prevent Chinese communist military software in the United States? Is that a compelling government interest? And if so, I think it is. And if so, is this law, narrowly tailored to achieving that purpose? That's the sort of traditional constitutional analysis. Are there less intrusive ways to prevent the Chinese military from spying on us? I don't. Maybe there is. I'm not aware of what it could be. But that's the analysis. I think it's a proper role of the government to prevent Chinese communist military software from being used on the American people. All right, 2 hours down, two more to go. Call in, get on the show, 406-294-0970. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Them wild-eyed boys that have been away. Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studio.